KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, checking sports this morning, the Davenport Assumption Knights showed why they are every bit the top seed in the Class 3A State Girls Softball Tournament bracket with a 12-0 win in four innings over Atlantic in the semifinals yesterday. Assumption led off the first and second innings by loading the bases with no one out. Atlantic was able to limit the damage in the first inning with the Knights plating just one run on a walk. The second, however, was a different story. Anna Wallers delivered a two-run single, and then two batters later, Maddie Looked brought home two more on a double. Libby Madden and Lauren Lockenfolk followed with RBI singles, and the Knights were up 7-0 at the end of the second inning. Sid Rowe blasted a three-run homer in the third, her 12th of the season. Assumption then took advantage of a couple of Atlantic errors to plate two more in the fourth and end the game on that 12-run mercy rule. Atlantic was only able to muster a couple of hits in that shortened game, singles by Olivia Engler and Ava Rush. After the game, Coach Terry Hinsman of Atlantic pretty much summed it up.
Yeah, you know, we knew going in that they were going to have good pitching, hit the ball well, and be disciplined both offensively and defensively, and clearly they demonstrated that. You know, they're the kind of team that you can't make mental mistakes on, go to sleep on, and you can't have any errors, and unfortunately we did all three of those things and made it a pretty quick game for them. So, you know, one of the things that we're going to do is we're going to try to regroup, try to come back, and, you know, see what happens on Friday when we get back into the third, fourth place game.
Assumption improves to 39-3 on the season. They'll play for the 3A state championship Friday afternoon at 2:30 in Fort Dodge. Atlantic falls to 34-6 with that loss, and they'll try to regroup and battle for third place on Friday at 1 o'clock. They'll play the loser of the Mount Vernon Williamsburg game, which is Williamsburg. Mount Vernon defeated Williamsburg in the other 3A semi 6-3 yesterday. We'll have coverage of that third place game on Friday afternoon here on KJAN, pregame at noon, and again, first pitch at 1 o'clock from Fort Dodge. Also, a consolation game held yesterday in 3A. West Liberty defeated Esterville Lincoln Central 7-4. Now, another busy softball action on Wednesday at Fort Dodge in the 1A semifinals. Newell Fonda, 7-3 winners over Southeast Warren. Lisbon edging Wayne, 4-3. In the 2A semis, it was Earlham knocking off top seed Wilton, 9-6, and North Lynn beat Central Springs, 8-5. Class 4A semifinals, it was Boone knocking off top seed Winterset 4-2, and Western Dubuque beat ADM 8-1. Consolation play in 4A saw Carlisle beat Oskaloosa 4-0, Clear Creek Amana over North Polk 7-6. In the 5A semifinals, Ankeny Centennial advances to the title match with an 8-1 win over Pleasant Valley, and top seed Fort Dodge an 8-3 winner over Waukee. Consolation action in 5A saw Iowa City High beat Southeast Polk 2-0, Bettendorf topping Cedar Rapids Kennedy 11-2. Just four games on today's schedule in Fort Dodge in Class 3A. The third place game's at 3:30 this afternoon as Southeast Warren faces off against Wayne. The championship game in Class 1A will be at 5 o'clock today as Newell Fonda will battle Lisbon for the title. In Class 2A today, the third place game is at 6 with Wilton playing Central Springs. The championship matchup has Earlham facing off against North Lynn. That game set to go at 7:30 tonight. And boys high school baseball last night, 3A and 4A sub-state finals were held around the state. In Class 3A, it was MLC Floyd Valley over Storm Lake 1-0. Waverly Shellrock beat Webster City 9-3. Wallard Catholic over Independence 5-1. Central DeWitt beat Assumption 6-1. Cedar Rapids Xavier topping Solon 6-3. Marion beat Benton 14-1. ADM over Boone 8-4. Winterset beat Gilbert in 8 innings 4-2. In Class 4A, it was Ankeny over West Des Moines Valley 3-1, Dowling Catholic beating Mason City 6-2, Prairie over Cedar Falls 4-2, Pleasant Valley beat Linmar 4-0, Dubuque Hempstead over North Scott 2-1, Ottumwa beat Iowa City High 2-1, Johnston over Indianola 4-1, Waukee beat Norwalk 13-0, those teams all advancing to state. Brackets aren't prepared quite yet in 3A and 4A, but they are in 1A and 2A. The 1A-2A state tournament will be held in Carroll this year. In Monday's Class 1A first-round action, Remsen St. Mary's will battle Grundy Center at 11. Remsen St. Mary's, the number one seed. Lansing-Keyhigh will face New London at 1:30. St. Albert will play Lisbon. St. Albert, the two seed. They'll play at 4:30 in the afternoon. And then at 7 o'clock, the third seed Tri-Center will face Al Burnett to finish off the 1A first round. Class 2A first-round action is Tuesday with Unity Christian playing Clarinda. Clarinda, the 5 seed. That's at 11 o'clock in the morning. Van Meter is the 1 seed. They'll play Davis County at 1:30. Comanche will face Denver at 4:30. Centerville plays New Hampton at 7. Semifinals in both classes are Wednesday, with the championships in both classes held Thursday, all in Carroll. In Major League Baseball action last night, Yadier Molina hit a ground rule double, and that was a walk-off winner for the Cardinals last night, a 3-2 10-inning win over the Cubs in a game heard here on KJM. Harrison Bader had three hits and knocked in a run. Tyler O'Neill, Tommy Edman each had a couple of hits, helping Adam Wainwright, who allowed just one run on six hits over seven innings. T.J. McFarland came on in relief and picked up the win. Also, the Royals finished a two-game road sweep of Milwaukee with a 6-3 win yesterday. Hunter Dozier, Nicky Lopez each had a couple of hits and two knocked in. Jorge Soler also belted a home run yesterday to help the Royals to that victory. Also, the Yankees beat the Phillies in 10 innings, 6-5. Indians over the Astros, 5-4. Twins beat the White Sox, 7-2. Giants over the Dodgers, 4-2. Rays over the Royals, over the Orioles, 5-4. Padres beat the Braves 3-2 in game one of a doubleheader. Game two was suspended in the fifth inning with the Padres up 5-4. They'll resume that game at a later date. Mets beat the Reds 7-0. Rockies over the Mariners 6-3. Diamondbacks beat the Pirates 6-4. Marlins over the Nationals 3-1. Red Sox beat the Blue Jays 7-4. Tigers over the Rangers by a 4-2 final. University of Iowa men's basketball center Luca Garza has been named the 2020-21 Big Ten Jesse Owens Male Athlete of the Year, the conference making that announcement yesterday. Garza is the first Hawkeye men's basketball player to earn the Big Ten Jesse Owens Male Athlete of the Year award, which was introduced in 1992. He's one of five Iowa student athletes and first in 13 years to be presented with the Big Ten's most prestigious annual honor. Other Hawkeyes selected previously include wrestlers Brent Metcalf in 2008, Barry Davis in 1985, and Ed Bannock in 1983, and football's Chuck Long in 1986. Garza is the first basketball player to earn the distinction since Michigan State's Denzel Valentine in 2016, and only the seventh all-time. Garza swept all the major postseason men's basketball awards this past year and was a consensus first-team All-American for the second straight year, leading the Hawkeyes to 22 victories. Garza, who graduated in May with a degree in economics, led the nation in total points, 30-point games, field goals made, and 20-point games. The Washington, D.C. native ranks second nationally in points per game, fifth in free throw attempts, 10th in free throw makes, and 11th in double-doubles. His 747 points extended the single-season school record that he set last season. The two-time Big Ten Player of the Year broke Iowa's 32-year-old scoring record held by Roy Marble. He finished his Hawkeye career with 2,306 points and ranks seventh best in Big Ten history. Garza is the only men's basketball player in Big Ten history to accumulate 2,250 points and 900 rebounds in his career. Well, the University of Iowa plans to name the field at Kinnick Stadium for Duke Slater, a trailblazing black player who was an All-American tackle a century ago. That's a couple of people who are familiar with that proposal talked about yesterday on the condition of anonymity because the plan to honor Slater hasn't yet been announced. A university spokesperson didn't immediately return any message seeking comment. The Iowa Board of Regents, which governs the university, is set to consider and approve a proposed facility naming recommended by the school at a meeting next week, but no details have been released quite yet. Texas and Oklahoma have had discussions with the Southeastern Conference about leaving the Big 12. A person with knowledge of that situation says the two schools have talked about switching conferences with SEC officials, but no formal invitations have been extended. Talks were intended to be confidential, so the person spoke anonymously. The person also says that Texas initiated those discussions. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey and the two schools all declined any comment. A move like that would give the SEC 16 football teams. It would be a devastating blow to the 10-member Big 12 conference. Hall of Fame football coach Bobby Bowden announced Wednesday he's been diagnosed with a terminal medical condition. The 91-year-old Bowden was hospitalized last October after he tested positive for COVID-19. That positive test came a few days after returning to his Tallahassee home from a lengthy hospital stay for an infection in his leg. During his 34 years coaching Florida State, Bowden amassed a 315-98-4 record and built the Seminoles into a national power, winning 12 Atlantic Coast Conference championships as well as national titles in 1993 and 1999. That's Check of Sports here this morning.